This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. Up Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday. Yeah, it's a topsy-turvy world. It's because we had Monday off. We didn't get to the levels.
It was a national holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Post office closed.
Next year is a whole week.
The older we get, the longer the recovery time is needed.
That's how it works out. We do have from Lovell, Wyoming, the Lovell Chronicle, their June 30th edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of January 20th through January 26th. On January 22nd, a manager of an apartment complex on Montana Avenue called dispatch stating that he had thought someone was locked inside a room he thought to be vacant. Upon investigation by officers, the room was empty, but evidence was found that an individual was likely squatting inside the room and not trapped in the room.
This was at the motel?
No, this is an apartment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And this guy's the manager of the apartment and thought somebody was trapped in one of the rooms.
Okay.
He obviously didn't have keys for that section. So
watching a little too much 911.
Yeah. Also, a 34-year-old was arrested on an outstanding warrant out of Colorado for domestic violence. He was cooperative with the officers apprehending him. Good for you. Thanks for cooperating.
They'll never find me in Lovell.
Yes. Also, an elderly male on West 7th Street reported to officers that both cash and prescription drugs were missing from his residence. The incident is under investigation and is thought to be an incident of theft. It's not thought to be a case of burglary, but rather an individual welcomed into the residence. Welcome! Can I go into your bathroom? Sure! How about your sock drawer? Okay!
So, the pills didn't just get up and walk out by themselves?
No.
Are you sure?
They're thinking it's theft, Russ. Ah. So, also, a father and his teenage son engaged in a yelling match on Hampshire Avenue. Loud enough for neighbors to call police in the area. Both were cooperative when officers arrived on the scene. So, but it was a yelling match.
They were following accepted yelling match rules.
Yeah.
They had a ref there. On your mark, get set, yell!
And they would take timeouts.
Yeah, all
that stuff. On June 26th, a verbal altercation between two intoxicated individuals and the babysitter they hired to watch over their child occurred at the country store when it was determined the babysitter was not doing an adequate job of watching their child. Well, yeah, she was at the store.
Where are the kids? Ah, they're back home.
All parties were cooperative when officers arrived at the scene. So, two drunks and a babysitter, huh?
I'll see your two drunks and raise you an irate babysitter.
Also, a resident upset by another family member's drinking spotted the family member walking on Idaho Avenue intoxicated and confronted the individual. Hey, drunkie! The two engage in a loud verbal argument. You think you're better than me! The driver engaging in the argument out of her car window. Didn't want to get out.
Well, that takes a lot of work.
All officers were soon called to the scene and the parties were separated. Yeah, because the one was in a car. So,
hey, let's go to Lovell and argue.
Yeah, well, that was police report headline. Officers break up multiple public arguments. We're bringing our drama outside.
It's the place to disagree.
Yeah, it's you don't need tickets for these rides. We're going to give it out for free. Let's go to the sheriff's department and find out what happened. On June 21st, deputies were called to the intersection of East Yellowstone and Pryor Street in Byron for a minor crash between a Ford Excursion and a parked tractor. The Excursion driver was given two citations, one for driving without a license, the other for driving too fast for conditions. Tractor owner, a little paint taken off, but it's okay.
Hey, and tractors are not cheap.
Yeah, but you don't want to hit one.
No.
It'll do some damage to you. Deputies reported to West Main Street in Byron to an individual making threats of self-harm in front of family members. Deputies secured the individual, and efforts were made to direct him to appropriate services. No physical violence occurred at the scene. So they ran in. Might as well just keep people in Byron, okay? So, also, a resident near Level Lake discovered bullet holes in the side of their house.
Oh, jeez.
Deputies responded to the scene, and several brass casings were discovered in the surrounding area. Upon further investigation, individuals were discovered who may have been shooting in the direction of the house. Evidence was collected in investigation for a reckless endangerment charge. The party was warned to make sure to have a safe backdrop and to shoot in a safe direction. The incident remains under investigation. So, yeah, you go out shooting, make sure the playground isn't right there, okay?
It looked like a deer to me, man.
Yeah. If you go shooting in the field at the school, don't shoot at the school. Just a thought.
Well, and we know it. It's legal to go out and shoot your firearm, but not across someone else's property.
No, you can't do that.
No, you got to have a backstop.
And we're back again. Okay. There we are. And you know, it's also... you know, you just can't shoot at a house, okay?
As much as you'd may want to.
Yeah. Headline, residents discover bullet holes in the side of the residence. Hey, it wasn't here when we bought this.
I will read on.
Yeah. Of course, birds now living in the hole, so you got that. Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include animal stray, West 4th, report of a dog jumped a fence, was being aggressive. CSO contacted dog owner, advised him of the complaint, who thought the dog had been placed, the dog within its kennel that morning. They issued a warning for animal running at large, failure to obtain dog license, disposition warning issued. So there's where you need to bring the fence up a little bit higher now. So the dog learning how to jump.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, Fluffy, especially since it's aggressive and will start chasing people. So animal stray, North Clark. Dogs running at large. CSO contacted the owner. The dogs were already home, but the owner issued a warning. Failure to obtain dog license. Disposition completed. So, yeah, you love your dog, Russ. You feed it. You take care of it. I ain't buying him a $5 license.
Got to go all the way down to Clark Street.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that. Warrant service attempt, East 7th, a 44-year-old woman from Cowley was arrested by officers on an active Park County warrant, transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition, see report. Try to hide out in Powell from Cowley, Russ, in the big city.
They'll never find me here.
She's on the main streets of Powell. They're not going to find me there. Cowley.
Which one is our mean street? Have we picked one? I don't know.
I think it's lane 11 and a half.
So. That'll work.
Underage smokers, East 7th, the juvenile was found to be in possession of tobacco products. They were issued a citation for the violation. Disposition, see case. At least it wasn't a vapor pen, Ross.
Oh, no.
That was, you know, because then you've got to shut the school down after that. It's building burglary. North Gilbert received a report of meat stolen from a freezer. Case under investigation. That's it. That's enough.
I could have swore I had more beef.
How are you supposed to get fat now? You know? Civil dispute, Wes Coulter received a report that a subject purchased some lottery tickets, ooh, and one of the tickets didn't have all the numbers he gave. Ultimately, the cashier told him he should have checked it before. They couldn't do anything about it now. He only received 6 numbers instead of 10. Officer responding learned that the business had sold him the lottery tickets, reprinted his lottery tickets with the correct numbers.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, and now he's a winner.
No. didn't win, so. And he'll be back next week. So they'll have his picture up at the cashier. You now sell lottery tickets to this guy. let's see, speeding into school zone, citation issued. Warning for speeding in a school zone. I guess if you have a kid stuck to the front of your grill, then you get the citation. Then after that, you're okay.
Now, and I've told this story before, but years ago, I got pulled over in a school zone, and the police officer knew me. He was very apologetic. He didn't want to give me the ticket, but he had to because it was a school zone.
Yeah.
I didn't get no warning.
No.
You should just know.
You should. Disturbance. East 3rd school resource officer spoke with some juveniles that had been fighting. The parents were also contacted. Disposition completed. Well, let's get everybody involved now. So, motor vehicle crash. North Clark. Officers responded. Report of a motor vehicle crash. Upon investigation, the driver, an 18-year-old out of Powell, issued a citation for careless driving and underage drinking. Also cited was a passenger, an 18-year-old out of Cody, for underage drinking. And I guess that the underage drinking, there was an empty Coors Light can in the back seat.
Oh.
I heard about this.
Weird.
And they didn't know it was there, so they still got cited for minor in possession. So you've got to check your vehicle when you start driving, I guess. Especially, if there's an empty beer can in the back seat, you can get a minor in possession for it. So
interesting.
Yeah. Weapons offense, East 4th, received report of one loud gunshot and then saw a flash of light. Officers responded, spoke to the reporting party. They stated the sound came from the southeast side of their residence. Officers spoke to another resident who lived on East 4th. They advised they heard the shot too and people fighting. Officers checked the area thoroughly, unable to find any disturbance or evidence of a gunshot. Disposition. Huh. Gone on arrival. Well, once the gunshots go off, Russ, people stop fighting.
Usually, yes.
Anyway.
And then you hear a bang, you look outside, then you see a flash. They usually happen simultaneously, don't they?
Usually, same thing.
Weird.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. And you can argue about the low prices over at Aldridge's.
But go to Lovell first.
Do it in public.
We're not sure why, but seems to be the thing to do.
Appreciate the Lovell Chronicle and the Powell Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.